Ben's cat.
Is dat die aan? Dus je zet die aan, hè?
Is dat aan?
Komt die aan? Ja.
Is dat aan?
Is dat aan? Is dat aan? Is dat aan? Is dat aan?
Dus dat is een keer.
Voet u af?
Ja, dat is een mooie. Ja, toen
was het
een
mooie.
Ah?
Ik heb gehoord dat
het wel zo'n. Leon, muy buenas.
Good afternoon. Let's commence the press conference corresponding to the film that's just been screened in the official section today. The film. The Swedish film, Happy End, and to present the film we have an extensive amount, including first of all the director, and Björn Runge, the actors, Peter Andersson, Malin Buska, Ann Petren, Gustav Skarsgård, the executive producer, Ben Chorn, and the head of the press chief, Jan Goransson. As always, they are prepared to answer whatever questions you would wish to ask. So let's start with the first question here in the front row. I hope you can all hear me in English. Is that yes? Can you hear me in English? Good, thank you. Okay, congratulations to the entire crew and the director, to the entire cast, sorry. The film is a hard film. Unfortunately, in our society, physical maltreatment towards women is something that's in the current affairs nowadays. And the question is something that I enjoyed about the film. Anyone can answer me, by the way, any of you. Is that accomplished look that the leading actress makes at the end in the last scene? I like what, when you look back at the camera at the end of the, in that last scene, what are you looking for? I like that look when you look back at the screen, right in that last scene.
Oh wow! This is terrible. This sound coming here.
Is it because I'm close to the microphone? No.
Maybe, but how do I manage?
No. Just put it down there. That's right.
I think it is to look back what has happened and to see some new possibilities in life. It's mine.
Nice,
screaming. If that was the answer.
Next question, please. Good afternoon. I truly was very interested in the film. The only thing that I don't share is the title of the film and the ending of the film, that happy end. I don't understand that by just breaking all of those furniture in a room can save a man that lacks affection, that who's tried to commit suicide, can be resolved quite happily by breaking a bit of furniture in a room, and even less, the leading actress, the actress that receives the mistreatment, both of them say they compare their house, their refuge, which is their refuge, a shelter, like a landfill, like a dump. I don't see the happy end apart from the character that you portray, who's the man who does the driving lessons, the driving lesson student. The rest, I don't really see that it can end up really developing into a happy end.
Oi. It's it sounds like many things, not only one question, but 5-6 questions. But for me, what's important in this film is the meeting, that people who don't know each other meet, and that meeting will change their way to look at themselves. It's very important. So for me, it's not about that he's breaking some furniture. It's maybe the first time he sees his mother react. It's also the love story with the woman. It's so complicated. So for me, it's the whole film is about meeting. and the change that those meetings do for the characters in this film. And the title Happy End is not a title that is 100% crystal clear. Maybe it's not a happy end at all. We don't know. It's up to ourselves to read in what really happened to those characters when the film is ended. So for me, I think it's a happy end, but some characters here, actors, maybe don't think it's crystal clear that it's a happy end. Mm-hmm. And the writer, it's a Danish writer, a very good writer. He is so clever, so when he wrote this script, Kim Fupz Aakeson, so when he wrote this script, he leave the doors open. We don't know if the character that Gustav Skarsgård plays really go to bed and wake up the next morning. We don't know that. It's up to us to read in that what we believe in. But for me, the film is about meeting people who meet and something new. Upstår.
Yeah.
A long answer.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Next question, please. Yes, next. We're waiting for the next question.
No. Vamos a ver quién se anima.
Over on the left. Hi, good afternoon. As of late from Sweden, through the literature and cinema, the stories have been related to mistreatment of women. I'm not too sure that there's a greater sensitivity of this issue or because there's been a general problem with this issue in Sweden. I'm not too sure. Why have you dealt with this issue of the maltreatment of women?
I think it's, what do we say? I think it's a problem anywhere where men and women live together, of course. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem just in Sweden or in Denmark. Maybe Spain is a paradise, but I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's a sort of when women and men live together, it's one kind of nuance. And the other kind of nuance is the meeting between the character of Gustav and Catherine in the film, that she meets a man that don't look at her in the same way that her boyfriend do, and that kind of look changes her, the way she look at herself, and I think that's very important also.
I think, hi, I'm Madeline, the producer. When we chose this story to tell, we felt it was a story that touched us and a story that tells a common problem, but we want to tell it in a way that we could see again. You come to meeting points. You always have meetings in your life where you can change your life. And I think this is what this story is about, the meetings that gives you an opportunity to say no, leave them, or say, yes, I will go out with you. Mm. And these are the meetings that I think all of us have in our lives. And in that sense, I don't think we looked at it as a script about women being beaten, but more about if you're in a bad relationship, you're in a situation in your life you don't like, you do have a chance to change it. Circumstances will occur. Take them.
Mm. Yeah. Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Yes, next question, please.
Story about strong women and weak men. I'd like a comment from you. Because the three female characters are basically strong women. I mean, they get along. They don't have a problem. But the men, all three of them, actually have a problem.
Big problem.
So could you comment on that? Could you elaborate on that? Strong women and weak men. Is that a point? Or is that just tangential? That's just the nature of the story.
Vad säger du om det? Vad får du ta?
But I don't agree with you, actually, because I don't think there are only the strong women in this story, because that change during the story. when you are strong and when you're not strong. I think the interesting thing is the situation that you are in that could change yourself. You can be strong in one situation and weak in another situation, and you're still the same person. So I don't think, I don't agree with you actually about that. But maybe they come out of the story more strong, but they are not strong through the whole story. That's not what I think. Or if you agree with me or not.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a theme for the movie, strong women, weak men. No. My character is obviously very fragile, but he has some certain strength towards the mother, the kind of, in that weird relationship that they have, in my point of view. So that's some sort of strength, and it's all, I mean, you always have some strength to some people in some circumstances, and I don't think the movie tells a different story than that. She's strong in some senses towards her son, and she's still a victim of that situation, and she's weak to not go for her lust for this man until the end. So it's journeys more than strength.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Yes, next question, please. Hi. I'd like to know, how did you work the lighting of the film, which I thought was a bit darkish, and from what has been said, that we're not used to seeing Nordic films where we're used to, but that lighting normally in Swedish film, the scene between the mother and the son, for example, the mother was in color and the son was in a different color. I would like you to talk about the lighting, if you'd be so kind.
And the color and the language of shadow to light we have taken very much from the Italian cinematographer Vittorio Storaro. So the photographer who worked with this film, Ulf Brantos, and me, we met Vittorio Storaro, and Vittorio Storaro, you know the Italian cinematographer, Apocalypse Now, Bertolucci's 1900. Mm-hmm. And we met him in Gothenburg, and he teaches us through the way to go from shadow to light and the meaning of the color. So it was in his spirit we did this film. So it's not a very Nordic, because if it would be in a very Nordic light, it would be very much gray and dark. This is much more color. But the dark was very important. The first time we see the character of Gustav Skarsgård, Peter, we don't see his face. He's in total shadow, the first three, four scenes. And slowly, the light is coming into his life. So we work very much after Vittorio Storaro's teaching.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Next question, please.
And for me, it's also important that this film is much about people who release themselves from a sort of bad lives, bad habits. And it's not about strong or weakness, it's about all those emotions who's coming in the meetings between those characters, and also the way they look at themselves. I think it's very important, because the meeting changes their way to look at themselves, and they can make steps, small steps, but they can make steps from this, I think, sort of bad lives.
Very destructive life that they have.
Yeah. So for me, it's a very optimistic film also.
¿Alguna pregunta más?
Any further questions?
No hay más preguntas.
No further questions, perhaps. The producer or the director could probably Perhaps you could tell us about whether the film has been released in Sweden.
Actually, we had a gala premiere last.
Hubo un bueno, se estrenó ayer. Si tenemos cara un poco de cansados, es que no hemos dormido mucho. Hemos venido directamente aquí hoy. Se va a estrenar el viernes en los.
Gotten some reviews, but not all. Most of them will come on Friday. That's basically how it works in Sweden. It's Fridays. That's the premiere night. So. That's why we're so pleased that we can show it in San Sebastian so early in the developing of the film. So we're pleased for that. So we're waiting for the Swedish reviews and, of course, for your reviews too, because we were pleased when San Sebastian accepted the film in the competition and still a little bit curious. Why does a Spanish-speaking country like a film about women from north of Europe? What is that we have in common? Is this a story that really could be told anywhere in the world? And in a sense, you proved that a little bit to us because you took it into the festival, and that made us happy. Again, happy end. You can bring it in a little bit everywhere.
We're really happy to have you all here. Thank you very much. Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you very much to all of you.